Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, Dorothy Wagner Wallace, Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. Welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. Joining me today is Shanique Smith, a New York-based painter and sculptor known for her monumental creations in fabric, clothing, and calligraphy. She's also a Baltimore native who attended the Baltimore School for the Arts and the Maryland Institute College of Art, which is quite a pedigree in Baltimore, Shanique, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
One of the mantras we use at the BMA is wholly local and wholly global. You are both of those things. You're a Baltimore native, and you're an artist with an international reputation. What role did the city play in your formation as an artist?
Baltimore played such a huge role in my life as far as the sights and sounds of such a creative town that's filled with friendly people and hope and belief and struggle. Experiencing the changing landscape of Baltimore really affected my work. Witnessing things like the harbor being built, going to school for the arts with people like Jada Pinkett and Tupac, and participating on John Waters movies and seeing him on a semi-regular basis. All those things affect how I see the world. The teenagers that I was attending School for the Arts with, there was this feeling of burgeoning awakening. That 1985 to 87 timeframe was fertile ground for the country and Baltimore as well.
And then you went from there to MICA. And so could you describe some of the work that you began making there? Did the interest in fabric take root as early as your time at MICA, or did that come later?
I started out really dealing with two things in high school and in undergrad at MICA. Was one, I was dealing with the figure, and two, I was really into collage. All of my work was figurative then. I took a summer course while I was in high school at MICA, assemblage and collage, and that really awakened something in me. It felt very honest. I started to shift direction away from the figure.
So, Shanique, could you comment on the extent to which your work is both formal investigation and social comment simultaneously?
The materials and objects that I use, I'm drawn to them because of their multiple ties. Because, yes, they do also have a social identity in the world and a history. Some combinations of clothing, you know, like denim and t-shirt fabric, can be seen as very American. But at the same time, they're being made in different parts of the world. Patterns from plaid and paisley on a bandana, they come from also different parts of the world that have migrated as we've exchanged information as a world culture. All those things being embedded in these objects and fabrics and clothing is really exciting for me. The more hybrid something is, the more successful it is for me in the making.
What's on the horizon for you? What are you most excited about?
I am very excited about a couple of upcoming projects, an installation that I'm building for Kansas City Open Spaces that will have an interactive sound performance as well as sculptural wall hangings. I have a show that's up right now at the California African American Museum called Refuge. The show has an installation that I've created as a donation booth. These events that are coming up, we'll be gathering up these materials and donating them to people in need who are housing insecure in Los Angeles.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us today, Shanique.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And you can see Shanique Smith's work on her website at shaniquesmith.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. And for the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.